And I'd like now to welcome Will Durst. He is a political satirist, and he is going to be at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center tonight at 7:30 doing a performance called Elect to Laugh.
Yeah, but it's just jokes. I'm just telling jokes. But it's been so rife, this campaign.
I know. You've got material.
Oh, my living God. It's rip and read. It really, for the last 18 months. And you know, I try to be bipartisan, but I've just been given so much material by the Republicans in this process, this cycle.
Well, one of the things I like about Romney is when he starts talking. Because he just says the most ridiculous things.
The binder's full of women.
Yeah.
That was because it's so alien, you know. I mean, it's not binders full of resumes and which is what he meant, but binders full of women. Which,
right.
You know,
a lot of us.
A lot of us thought it was a Mormon thing. You know, it's some sort of thing that they do. But
well, it also has like resonances of Chinese foot binding.
Yes, yes. They have really narrow waists. All of his binders.
We are giving away tickets to Will Durst's show tonight at the Lenzic. If you call 505-428-1393, 428-1393, you can get a pair of tickets and go to this show. So the last 4 years, have you had as much material to satirize as you did during the 8 Bush years?
Oh, clever observation. Yes, that's so true because, I actually talk about that. The show starts with Wolf Blitzer announcing at 8:03 p.m. November 4th, 2008 that the 44th president is a 47-year-old African-American from Chicago. And then I take us through those 4 years. And it was hard. It's hard to do jokes about Obama. It was hard to see him in the beginning. The halo was so bright, you know. So it took a while. And then the antipathy, the whole enmity about the teabaggers and, you know, just anything to throw him, the birther, so that started out. And then the Republicans came. And it was, because they started running for this, you know, almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And
they never stopped running.
No, no. And they'll start November 7th. And, you know, the Democrats will start, too. You know, if Obama wins, if the president's reelected, you know, that means that both parties will have to come up with somebody new in 2016, so they'll start immediately. Yeah, the process never ends.
Were you doing this under Clinton?
Yes, yes. Clinton was good, except the last 2 years, it was all below the belt, you know, because of the Monica Lewinsky thing. And that's the problem with being a political comic is wanting, getting rid of the old stuff, because most comedians, you know, you can work and tweak and tune on a bit, and my stuff, you know, for instance, my William Howard Taft material doesn't have the same bite anymore.
When Clinton left office, my friend said, you know, I just don't know what I'm going to do. It's like when Fonzie left Happy Days.
But Bush was the 8 years that, and I know he sucked for the country and the hemisphere and the planet and the solar system and the universe, but for me, George Bush was pure gold. It was, for 8 wonderful years, he was like a father to me.
tell us some of your, give us a sample of your Bush material, though those days are done.
Mary Charlotte, you know what, I always carry these 3x5 cards with me, you know, to take notes when, you know, and observations and stuff, and at the end of the Bush administration, I had...
He's holding up a card, yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
Here, you can actually hear me. And I had verbatim quotes from George Bush on both sides.
Oh.
I had like 11 of them. One of them was, I think we could all agree the past is over. But my favorite was, the problem with the French is they don't have a word for entrepreneur.
Now, can you verify that he actually said
yes.
that?
Yes.
I've been trying to verify that for some time.
Because
it goes around the blogosphere and you never know whether it's true or not.
No, it was. He said it. It was verified by one of his aides. Also, when he was in South America.
They don't have a word for omelet either.
No. They don't?
No, go ahead. He was in South America?
He was in South America. He was in Brazil. And he said, you have a lot of black people here, too. Condoleezza said,
oh, dear.
Yes, yes, President, actually.
They had slavery.
Yes.
Ay, ay, ay. So
he had been out of the country three times before he was president. When he became, you know, before he started running for president, he'd been out of the country three times, and two of them were to Mexico.
Yeah, so, Cancun, probably.
No, across the border for late-night soirees is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's cultural exchange.
Yeah. Well, fluids were exchanged, I believe.
428-1393. 428-1393 is the number for the KSFR Fun Drive. And you can score a pair of tickets to Will Durst's performance tonight, Elect to Laugh. So, I mean, I remember when the election happened in 2008, and somebody said to Jon Stewart, and I think it was not on his show, somebody was interviewing Jon Stewart, they said, "Are you hoping McCain will win so you'll have more comic material to work with?" And he basically said, "I care more about the well-being and democracy of our country than I do about having material to work with."
And we get to know so much about these guys. I mean, we see them every nook and cranny, and the 8,000-watt Klieg lights that are focused on them so we can see through the pores of their face to the back of their skull. We know so much about these guys.
As each hair grays, we see it.
Yeah, and have you seen how gray he's getting, Obama?
Just
thank
like
God McCain didn't win. I mean, you know, how's he going to age? He's starting out in sarcophagus. Where do you go?
428-1393 is the number.
You weren't sure about that.
No, well, I mean, you know, it's hard, as you say, it's hard not to be partisan sometimes. I mean, my dear father passed away right before Reagan was elected, and he was very much on the Republican side of the spectrum, but it was kind of that old guard Rockefeller Republican kind of thing.
Or Reagan Democrat.
I often wonder if he had lived, what would have happened, because that party changed so much.
So much. And that's why I call myself a raging moderate, because I am. And I might, you know, I'm socially liberal and fiscally conservative, you know, the whole new buzzword. But I'm kind of like at the 35-40-yard line, you know, and the field has just been moved out from under me. I didn't move, but it's been slipped. I'm standing on the 10-yard line. I have no idea how I got here. You know, because if Nixon were running, Nixon couldn't have gotten the Republican nomination this year.
No. Not even Reagan.
No, not this time around. Pat Robertson actually said that this field of Republican primary candidates was too extreme. Pat Robertson said that.
Yeah.
That's like having a drug intervention hosted by Lindsay Lohan.
428-1393 is the number. Will Durst, Elect to Laugh. So you will be at the Lenzik tonight. Are you on tour?
Yes. I whip back to Redwood City tomorrow, and then Tuesday I'm at San Francisco, and then I go to Minneapolis next week. So I'm just, I need a new travel agent. But it's great to be here in Santa Fe, and I have a question to ask.
Uh-oh, what?
Who's got the best cheeseburger in town?
You know,
I'm
not sure, because I stopped eating red meat some time ago, but I hear very good things about five-star burgers.
Five-star.
And there's lots of other places, too. I hear some noise in the control room. Do we have a comment on the best cheeseburger from the control room?
Yeah, five-star is a good place to get one. I would say Yummy Cafe Fina is another. There are a couple other places, but those come to mind for me.
Yeah, not Burger King.
No. I need something local. Thank you, studio. Thank you so much.
Will Durst, political comedian at the Lenzik tonight, 7:30. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, please come. Laugh too much.
Yay. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.